Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dr. Paul Craig Roberts can only spend an hour with us. I'll have him back up sometime and debate him about who controls the New World Order. Notice he said it's the neocons, it's all the neocons. The entire police state we see being built, Bill Clinton was building. The exact same programs, exact same names, exact same operations. It goes way back. And we do have the minutes of the Bilderberg Group. They did set up the EU. They're the ones setting up the American Union. They're the ones that give the orders to Bush. When you go look at who they are, they're Lloyd Rothschild. It's the Queen of England. It's the Queen of the Netherlands. They own the oil companies. They're the oil companies making the profits off these wars. And I've always said, don't get too focused on the management team, which we do focus on them, but they can remove Bush and the neocons next month. They can burn them in a year. And then it'll be Democrats in, Hillary Clinton and Lieberman and all these other people who are Democrat in name only, they're neocons too. I mean, what is a neocon? It's predominantly the main heart of the neocons goes back to a bunch of Soviet slash Zionists who were the head of the Trotskyite movement. This is mainstream news, by the way. You can find this in British, U.S., and Canadian papers. I mean, this is a fact. Crystal and others have written about it. And they believe in a police state. They believe in an American empire. They believe in all of this. And they're just one little management team with the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds who really own this planet pushing them. And I just don't think Roberts gets that or understands that. I mean, you know, we come to this from deep, deep research. And anybody who says the Bilderberg Group is not one of the premier organizations, and you go, well, is it this group or is it that group? The heads of the CFR are the heads of the Bilderberg. The heads of the Trilateral Commission are the heads of the Bilderberg and CFR. It's all the same people. There's only a couple hundred globalists. I mean, you notice James Baker and Bush Sr., they're all for this. They put Bush in. He's a puppet. I guess the Democrats going to get in. We're all going to think we're saved now. But Roberts is right on 9/11 and the economy and the dollar and all of it. I just, you know, he comes from that school of, no, it's these policymakers. They run it all. Yes, they're the ones that take the policy of the globalists and then they implement it. They are hubristic. They are violent. They are aggressive. But they're just, I mean, I've been watching this thing get constructed for decades. And as they build it, it's just one more floor gets added onto it. And they're all in lockstep. And I know you as an audience understand that and see that. But, I mean, you get the heads of every super corporation, the top 50 corporation, the heads of the top 15 or so central banks, the representatives or the actual royalty of Europe, together, these people represent hundreds of trillions together. What they call for, what they push, is implemented. I mean, Jim Tucker has proven that. He gets a document, okay, the Berlin Wall will fall next year, it'll be staged. Boom, it happens. Okay, we're not attacking Iraq in March of 2002, it'll be March of 2003. A year later, exactly that happens. Because he's got moles in there. He gets their documents. He steals their minutes. He basically goes in and pays off the help at the hotels. And they are the globalists, and they're calling the shots. But it can get confusing to say Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove. But, you know, we have a three-hour show every day. We talk about the different organs, the different groups. We talk about Bohemian Grove mainly because that's what the elite does in their off time. I mean, that's what our Christian conservative so-called leaders are doing in the woods. I mean, that's newsworthy. That's interesting. Skull and Bones is newsworthy and interesting. I've never said Skull and Bones runs everything, though there's 12 members of Skull and Bones in Bush's administration. And a whole bunch in Bill Clinton's and a bunch in Reagan's. That's just one more. They have little sub-clubs. You have this elite group, and then they've got all their different little fixtures and clubs and organizations. And so we do delve into those. But certainly the neocons are the most virulent elite in control of the U.S. we've ever seen. But they're the most virulent because they've been chosen to do that because we're far along in the program. The next group will be even worse, and I'm not going to get caught up just focusing on the next group either.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I'm only going to take 5 calls that are up in the queue. The phone system takes like 20, but we'll 5 of them can be up on the board. I'm going to take 5 calls quickly. So I want to spend a few minutes getting into some of the other news here before we have guests coming on. And it is important and momentous news. So let's go to Andrew, an American living in Japan. Andrew, welcome to the airwaves.
Hi, Alex. Actually, it's Canadian.
Okay. They told me you're in Japan. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'm in Japan, okay. But I'm a native of Ottawa.
Okay.
So.
Okay, great. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to mention that the main headline right now in Canada is Prime Minister warns Bush about border plan. So I clicked on that link and looked it up. This is mainstream press, and it says the spin on it is that they're telling Canadians now that Bush is trying to lock down the border and restrict trade. And Harper's real argument was, if you lock down the border, then the terrorists have won. So,
well, see, that's reverse psychology.
Exactly.
They're actually creating an American Union, so they act like the American Union is anti-Bush.
Exactly, and then Bush is going to come along with this Pan-American Union, and they're going to try and turn it into some sort of saving grace, like, oh, this will be freedom, and this will be, you know, allow for better trade between the countries and stuff, like, you know, the typical spin they're going to try to put on it to make it seem positive.
And in truth, the American Union means transponders in all our cars, tracking what we do, and the third world populations pouring in and doing what they want. I mean, I have a clip we won't have time to play today of the L.A. sheriff saying that, yes, illegal aliens are not under three strikes, you're out. They are actually above the law.
Exactly. Just one more quick suggestion, Alex. I just wanted to say, I was wondering if you were thinking of ever putting a running total on InfoWars or PrisonPlanet.com, just so we can see actually how many people are finally finding out about the New World Order and waking up to all this stuff.
That's a good idea. Thanks for the call. Your IP phone's breaking down on us. You can go to Alexa.com. You can go to the other big web rating services, and you can see the actual millions of visitors we get right there. So counters can work on a page, but they're not really accurate, and they screw up. And we've placed counters before, and we just go off the big official systems. By the way, we have the big professor coming on. It was on Hannity and Combs a few nights ago, exposing 9/11 as an inside job. He's coming on tomorrow, and we have some other good guests coming up as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Sasha in Missouri. Sasha, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jones.
Hi.
A quick statement. My cousin in Germany, who works in the equivalent of their State Department, has said that 9/11 stuff over there has been known about over there for years. 9/11 truth.
Their former defense minister, he also was minister of technology, one of the top cabinet posts, has gone public 4 years ago saying it's an inside job.
Man, our press has got a horrible blackout on this. And if I could, this is a bit of a flash from the past and sort of a reflection on the arrogant, absurdist brinksmanship that's going on right now. There's a Robert Scheer interview with George H.W. Bush in 1980 where Bush talks about a winnable nuclear war.
I've always heard of that interview, but I haven't seen it.
I can read you a clip of it right here.
Sure.
Scheer starts out, "Don't we reach a point with these strategic weapons where we can wipe each other out so many times and no one wants to use them or is willing to use them, that it really doesn't matter whether we're 10% or 2% lower or higher?" HW responds, "Yes, if you believe there is no such thing as a winnable nuclear exchange, that argument makes little sense. I don't believe that."
I remember that. All right, anything else?
No, I just wanted to get your take on that, and possibly Robert's, knowing that he might have had direct connection with him.
Yeah. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Maryland. Jason, go ahead. Okay, he hung up. Never get that. They take they get on air and they hang up. Let's talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Great meeting you in L.A. last month.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I love Paul Craig Roberts, but he has to be living in denial that we're not now in a new world order. And if you'd allow me briefly to present my case, I'd like to do so. First of all, the way the financial mechanisms are set up in this world with the WTO, IMF, World Bank, and the Federal Reserve System, they're currently using dollar hegemony to push global agendas.
But they can switch that in a day, and that's what they're doing. They're selling the U.S. out. We had 2 years ago China and Russia said that they're going to have their own new world order centered around the U.N. The U.N. said 8 years ago they're going to give us a false choice of a U.N. new world order or an American new world order. But truly, while we have the illusion of a bipolar competition in world government, it works for the same master. So just like we have a phony left-right paradigm here in the U.S., it's a phony left-right paradigm globally.
And China is also part of the new world order because their whole industrialization was built up by the same elite that Paul Craig Roberts claims to be American imperialist. And they're funding our nation's debt, so they're funding the neocon interest right now. And lastly, Alex, if it was simply just a neocon agenda of American empire and supremacy, they wouldn't be pushing for a North American Union, which we both know was planned decades ago by the same elite that Paul Craig Roberts seems to think don't pull the strings of world events. So if it was simply, once again, if it was simply American empire, why are they pushing for a European-style union here in this country?
And it's the Bilderbergs from their own. It's the Bilderbergs from their own documents that are pushing that.
Yeah. So you know, I can't wait till you debate him next time because I think his argument is full of holes. I mean, I love him to death, but on this thing, you're right on the money, and I think he's got some educating.
Well, he's right to say there's a limited split between the European elite and the Anglo-American elite. just because that, I mean, he admitted there's the quote, you know, European leftist internationalist, but that they're mad at the neocons right now. No, they just think the neocons are going too quick. So that's the only split. They agree on the game plan and the in-game scenario, just they're debating the details. Thanks for the call. Great points. Who's up next? Final call. I have time to take. Kathy in New York. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, Kathy.
Thank you for your show. You have really awakened me. I was reading a book, The World Without Cancer, and in the second half they have a thing, you know, about the politics of cancer, and Bayer is included in there, and it's run by a communist.
It was formerly Nazi, and it has tentacles everywhere. But and of course, for those who just joined us, they've been caught red-handed knowingly for decades, letting AIDS virus and other things be in the blood supply.
But yet they won't let Laetrile, vitamin B, for cancer be a cure. They've been suppressing that for almost 30
there
years.
There are hundreds of highly effective treatments for cancer and dozens of cures for cancer. Their actual pesticide cures are what are killing people.
Yes, I believe that. And like I said, Rockefeller is in on this.
Back in the 30s, they funded studies to put cancer viruses in the vaccines. They actually spread cancer by design.
That's horrible. But I'm glad that you said that about the Bayer, because my doctor had asked me to have a blood transfusion. I have anemia, but I'm not going to have it now. I mean, that's horrible.
Well, listen, I'm not saying blood transfusions couldn't be good and couldn't work, and that these factor VIII, where they take a particular compound out of thousands of pints of blood, in some cases per dose, is very expensive. I'm not saying that couldn't or wouldn't work. It's just that anything where you mix thousands of groups of blood together, that's going to be dangerous. Pure from you know, say, family members or a cousin who's got the same blood type, that type of stuff is just fine. It's still a little dangerous. But when you start, you know, mixing stuff together, you're asking for trouble, and then they knowingly do it is the point.
Right. And that's why I said this blood would be coming from the Red Cross, and so,
Oh, no. They on purpose make sure you get AIDS blood. Mm-hmm. By the way, that's mainstream global news. That's been all over Europe and all over Australia, that they knowingly knew and continue to do it. So
I just heard that today from you, and I'm so thankful, because I'm supposed to go next week for the blood transfusion. Because
the Red Cross loves you.
I know, and I don't love them.
But I hope you're so they're wanting to give you somebody else's blood that's got the factors you need. Are you going to be okay without it?
Well, I will try other alternative methods.
All right. Well, I'm out here giving you medical advice. I just know you don't want to take blood from the Red Cross. Thanks for the call.
No.
God bless you. Boy, what a tough decision. No. Bayer on purpose. For those that don't know, we covered the mainstream news articles and played a MSNBC clip in the first hour. Knowingly, again, they knowingly take it from people who they know have AIDS at prisons, and knowingly then combine it and then knowingly give it to you. Basically, they mix just huge vats of blood together, different types, and then they condense it down and then get a bunch of doses of factor VIII, and then again, there's a bunch of other similar drugs, and then give you that. And that's what they do. All right, we'll come back, and I'm going to get into Richard Linklater yesterday on this show without me prompting him. Came out and talked about 9/11, how he handed out my videos that 9/11 is an inside job, and how he gave it to Bruce Willis, and Bruce Willis said it shifted his paradigm. And I didn't ask Rick to tell that story. I didn't even know he was. So now we've written articles about it and put them up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. I hope you'll immediately get those and get them out to everyone, because people love celebrity, folks, and they may not listen to some scientist or some doctor or some physicist or some engineer, but they will listen when it's directors and people like that. So got big excerpts of the interview and the audio of the interview, and it's all up there. So it's up to you to help us get this story out and make it big. We'll cover a little bit of that and a few other news items on the other side. Then we've got some of the folks from Loose Change coming on, because I want to commend them on their work and give you a bird's eye view, kind of a sneak peek on what's going to be in the final edition. then you won't be able to get the second edition anymore. And by the way, we carry that on DVD, available at Infowars.com, the online video and bookstore right now.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products. Whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner, Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Headline here, PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com. Hit movie director slams Bush administration. Linkletter says Hollywood stars, including Bruce Willis, having political paradigms changed by 9/11 conspiracy documentaries. Of course, we wrote these headlines tailor-made for the mainstream media to get the word out. Acclaimed writer-director Richard Linkletter, currently riding high on his favorable reception of A Scanner Darkly and best known for 2003 production of School of Rock, I disagree, he's better known for Dazed and Confused and Slacker, has publicly slammed George W. Bush as a Yale frat boy who was in over his head and more corrupt than Richard Nixon. Linkletter also says his efforts to disseminate documentaries which point the finger at the U.S. government for involvement in 9/11 have changed paradigms for several A-list Hollywood stars, including Bruce Willis. During a nationally syndicated radio interview, Linklater told Alex Jones that the actions of the Bush administration were the most extreme I've seen in my lifetime in American history. This kind of executive branch power grab is so unprecedented, it's frightening. Saying his film was a political statement, Linklater said that the abuses of the Bush administration were so extreme that people don't even know what to or how to comment on it. How do you voice your opposition? Asked if he would accept an invitation to view the film at the White House with the president, Linklater was adamant. Absolutely not. I've met George Bush before when he was governor, said Linklater, describing him as a, quote, Yale frat boy. He is real smart, Alec, real greasy. This little greasy pimp. Man, is he in over his head as the president of the United States. That's your worst combination of someone not prepared with their impulses being almost wrong every time. It's painful to watch as a Texan. Linklater outlined the kind of watchdog role Americans should assume and the necessity that his film warrants against the consequences of abandoning. And it goes on. That's our role. That's our duty. That's what the Founding Fathers certainly wanted, a kind of robust dialogue where everyone's a little unsatisfied. What we have now is a small group who are satisfied. They've taken control, said Linklater. And he went on from there. Linklater agreed that Bush has dwarfed the crimes of the Nixon, commenting Nixon's is a liberal compared to Bush. Well, Bush is a liberal compared to Nixon, actually, and it just goes on and on. And then the big Michelle Malkin website, Michelle Malkin's neocon blog, fears Bruce Willis, now 9/11 truther, laments truly, truly depressing news. Following our exclusive yesterday about a Scanner Darkly director Richard Linklater's efforts to spread 9/11 truth within the film-making community, including formerly diehard neocon Bruce Willis, Bush's blog has voiced its fears that Willis has left the fold of the government apologist crowd. He hadn't been around a lot lately spouting New World Order stuff the last 6 months, has he? Hot Air is a popular video blog founded by neocon poster child Michelle Malkin, created to challenge the supposed liberal domination of the internet streaming video market. Calling Willis' apparent rethink of his political stance like Schwarzenegger converting to Islam. Oh, yeah, but he's so conservative, Schwarzenegger. Hot Air quotes from the story. Linklater said he had handed out DVDs on the set, which carry claims that 9/11 was perpetrated by the U.S. government to erect a police state to Bruce Willis, one of the stars of Linklater's upcoming Fast Food Nation. He said it put him in such a headspace that he will be quiet on issues of national policy. Linklater said Willis had told him in an email that the videos had changed his entire political paradigm. Complaining that Willis is now believing the plots of his own movies, Hot Air calls the development truly, truly depressing. Yes, that people might think for themselves. Noting that Willis is producing a pro-war film in which American soldiers will be depicted as brave fighters for freedom and democracy, according to the Times, Hot Air laments that Willis could have his brain turned so easily to oatmeal. The blog says that it contacted Michael Yon, of whose book Willis' film is based, to gauge exactly what Willis's opinion of Alex Jones' DVDs are he received from Linklater is. And we'll hopefully find out something. You know, it might just be Willis talking to his friend Rick Linklater in person and then over email. Oh, yeah, this really woke me up. You know, this shifted my paradigm. Boy, I got to watch who I support now. That's basically what Linklater told me he said. And, you know, it just may be Bruce being friendly. Bruce is a pretty smart guy, and he knows there's a lot of cashola. Very talented actor. I like him. I don't like a lot of these actors. I mean, I think he's got a presence. Good actor. I've liked him going back years. I don't really like his Die Hard movies. I like some of the others. 12 Monkeys and all of that, but it's just a tragedy that I know a bunch of people bigger than Bruce Willis in Hollywood, one of the biggest, if not the biggest person in Hollywood, I happen to know, knows all about 9/11. Okay, that's, I'm just going to leave it there, and they haven't gone public on it, and I don't know why they haven't. They've got a lot of courage. They've shown that in the past, and I don't know how they haven't, because we've got to save this country, and 9/11 is the linchpin for this whole police state that's unfolding. So if we don't expose that, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I mean, we've got to do it. We've got to do it now. It is so important, because as Paul Kurt Roberts said, it is the cloak that is cloaking the globalist neocon agenda 110%. We're going to be back with Jason Burmis, one of the great guys at Loose Change 2, after this quick break. And we will talk to him about a bunch of other issues as well. I got a few of the little news items all boomerang in there, so stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycoside NS.
What's Mycoside NS?
Mycoside NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It works great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycoside NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycoside NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycoside definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycoside NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 post filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
We don't need no education.
It's coming out September 11th. Loose Change, the final edition. Loose Change, second edition. Sent shockwaves across the internet. Downloaded tens of millions of times just on Google alone. Tens of millions of times other places. You can watch a high-quality, high-bandwidth version of it at PrisonPlanet.tv if you're a member, or buy hard copies of the DVD at InfoWars.com. And believe me, day one on September 11th, when they release this new DVD, we're going to have it at InfoWars.com. I mean, these guys didn't just make a great film. Dylan Avery and, of course, Jason Burmes and Corey Rowe. They also are just really intelligent, wonderful Americans. And Corey's a hardcore combat vet of Afghanistan and, of course, Iraq. Give you the, you know, kind of inside view of things. These aren't just young, young punks, as some would say, all these jealous people. You know, it's funny, I talk to so many people, Jason Burmes, who have been woken up by the film you made with Dylan, and the very people that are out there kind of on the sidelines of the 9/11 Truth Movement will then garner interviews and contacts and reports off of your work while still savagely hatcheting at your head with hatred. When all I have to you is thankfulness for really helping to energize the 9/11 Truth Movement. You know, we're all in this together. We're on a team, brother. And you guys have great attitudes. You're intelligent. You're team players. And you're the type of people I like to work with. So I admire you guys.
Well, thank you so much, Alex. And coming from you, that's a, you know, a huge compliment. Obviously, without you, most of this wouldn't be possible. I mean, you really are a pioneer, not only in the 9/11 truth movement, but the Patriot movement in general.
I'm just trying to survive here. I'm trying to fight the globalists. Tell us, give us just a few minutes, your view on the 9/11 conference we had in L.A., and then let's jump into the final months of production on your, I can't wait to see it, Loose Change Final Edition.
Well, the professionalism at the conference was just stellar. I mean, the size of the ballroom alone was just grand. You had number one presenters there. Great evidence presented, and the atmosphere was great there. I mean, you could go up and talk to people. Me and Dylan got a bunch of interviews for the final cut out there. It was just really great, Alex. And, you know, Dylan, I, and Corey are just really hard at work right now going through a bunch of footage and going through the interviews and trying to make a Loose Change Final Cut as airtight as possible.
Describe, try to give us just some little sneak peeks. How is the final edition going to be different from the second edition?
Oh, massively. I mean, if you saw the jump between the first edition and the second, basically we used about 30 minutes from the first edition and added about 50 minutes. Made it more comprehensive for people to jump in. Started off with a timeline. You know, just a lot of factual events that you could look up in the mainstream media and say, wow, they did report this. And what you're going to see even more in the third edition is we're probably only going to use about, 10 to 20 minutes of the entire footage that we have because we have so much new stuff. And it's going to be less readable, and you're going to actually hear from the experts themselves this time. So it's very exciting.
Well, I can't wait to see it. Looking at the 9/11 truth movement itself, it is exploding. It is growing by leaps and bounds. Give me your thoughts on that, and then run down where you think this is going in the future.
Well, I just want to first comment on CNN.com front page right now. You can see Kevin Barrett in a favorable media piece, not the Hannity and Combs attack piece that just happened. I understand you're having him on tomorrow. And this is just the beginning. The mainstream media is really starting to have to not ignore us, basically because their kids, their brothers and sisters have seen movies like ours and are now asking questions. The population is becoming more and more aware. And where I see this going is down to Ground Zero this year. We're going to be giving out tens of thousands of our DVDs. We're going to have Investigate 9/11 shirts. We're asking people to bring camcorders so that, you know, provocateurs and legitimate crazies that are out there to disrupt this memorial are exposed. And they're going to let us have our freedom of speech this year.
Who knows? I might drop by.
We really hope you come down, Alex. We really have, you know, hundreds if not thousands of committed people already coming down. And it's really, it's time for those attackers to just, you know, basically they should apologize and get with the program because we are all in this together and we really need to do something.
Well, a lot of them are egomaniacs that attack you, but some of them are government agents, brother. You got to know that.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I mean, the stuff they do is right out of COINTELPRO documents.
Mm-hmm.
The good news is, though, it isn't working. I mean, it's a joke what they're trying to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just look at this Vanity Fair piece. People probably wouldn't have thought this was possible even a year ago.
That's what I was going to next. 2 years ago, Vanity Fair eviscerated myself and Paul Joseph Watson. Now they do a new piece. By the way, it's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, actual screenshots of it. You can read it in detail. And then I read your piece, and it was, I'd have to say, leaning towards you, not just neutral.
Oh, absolutely leaning towards us. And, again, you're going to see more and more than this. And, again, it's because the husbands and wives, I mean, these people, they can't ignore us anymore. I read that Vanity Fair piece about you and Paul Joseph Watson a couple years ago, and it was terrible. It just shows the shift now. Are concerned with this, that they're willing to do something now. Now they're willing to at least start reporting it.
Well, I mean, here's another example that I want to talk more about Vanity Fair, and that's the main reason I got you on. I'm glad you reminded me of that. That's why I told my producer to get you on yesterday, and I appreciate you spending time with us, is that take Bayer. Now, we knew that Bayer, for over a decade, whenever they knew that they were putting tainted HIV blood products into Factor VIII, knowingly shipped it all over the world, hundreds of thousands conservatively died. But that was never on the national television. Now they're calling it a conspiracy, saying Congress is involved, the Food and Drug Administration. Now that's breaking. Now they're having to talk about the American Union. It's because the mainstream media lost all credibility. They're in a desperate free fall. I have a CNN article today headlined The Extinction of Mass Culture, and it says that the Internet has destroyed mainstream media.
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, that's how I got turned on to you. I was just doing some investigating. I had first, started getting interested in what had really happened on 9/11 and the lead up to the Iraq War, and I came across Road to Tyranny. And after that, I mean, I just went through every piece of information I could find trying to prove you wrong, Alex, and I just couldn't do it. You know, the documents, the history, they're on our side. And we're in this because it is about survival. And, you know, if these media organizations, they want to survive, they're going to have to come to the people. And that's why I'm encouraging people that have seen this article to, you know, email these guys, say, great job, we want more, maybe get a subscription to Vanity Fair, tell them why. You know, we need more of this reporting.
Well, I told the story during one of my speeches in L.A., but I go into the bar to eat a hamburger, and the bartender's a fan. Then both bartenders and servers at night are fans. They're in the restaurant/bar. Then LAPD's there. They're fans. Bodyguards of Sheen are fans, who are just LAPD off duty. They say all the cops know the truth. I'd probably say 30% of people just walking around the hotel who worked there were already, quote, fans of our work. I'm in Chicago on trains with you guys. Most Americans have seen Jerry Bruckheimer movies, but they don't know what he looks like. You guys were being recognized, as well as I, by old men, young women. And again, it's not, ooh, we're being recognized. It's, ooh, this is an indicator of this is explosive. I mean, we are kicking their hind end.
Oh, absolutely. And like you said, you know, it's not about us. It's about our way of life and our families, and that's why we're in this. You know, I love being able to kick back on a Sunday and watch a sports game or throw a baseball around. You know, live as something other than a slave, and that's what, you know, this country was supposed to be founded on. And, you know, in the light of all this terrorism, especially this summer of terror that we've seen, I mean, look at all these supposed terrorist plots that they've thwarted. They mailed them the fertilizer in Canada. As soon as they signed the bill, they jump on them. The Haitians are actually Christians.
Are you on a cordless, Jason?
Yeah, I am on a cordless.
Can you get closer to the jack for me?
I don't have one in the jack. I'm sorry, I'm going to get closer to the jack.
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
The air conditioners just went on. I'm sorry about that, Alex.
It's okay, bro.
But yeah, you see this all exploding in the mainstream media and even being exposed now. I mean, CNN ran a huge piece where they went into one of the Haitian guys' homes and they showed his Christian Bible. So, you know, their false flag terror seems to be falling apart.
Well, it is, and the reason I told the story about everybody, a lot of people, 30% or so, knowing us when we got to the hotel, they didn't become fans of the truth, once we got there. It was on the streets of L.A., huge numbers of people, the streets of Chicago, the streets of Canada. I've got all this video in Ottawa where we just go turn a camera on in front of the parliament, and all these people were walking up to us there. I mean, large portions of those that walk by, old people, young people, people from England. I mean, to realize the numbers of people that are already awake, it's crazy.
You know, it's not really crazy because it's the truth. And once people are turned on to the truth, it's hard to go back. You know, there are the few people out there that live very comfortably, and this would just completely crush their world. But, you know, as things get worse, people lose their pensions, their homes, are working 2 to 3 jobs to support their family when only, you know, 10 to 15 years ago they had a union job. It's easier for them to make that transition because they see the oppression all around.
Well, I totally agree with you in your statement, Jason, where do you think it's going to go from here? I mean, what do you see?
Well, like I said, we're going to be down at Ground Zero, and this is the 5th anniversary. Every mainstream media outlet in the world is going to be there, and we're going to send a message to them. And if there's not a new investigation by 2007 of September 11th, we're going out to the White House, and we're staying there until something is done, and we hope thousands join us. Because we've got to realize that, you know, we might have to give up more than one day, possibly a week, a month. God knows how long we're going to have to give up to sacrifice, you know, to keep this country intact. I mean, just look at this Pan-American Union that's now being exposed on Lou Dobbs, and I think you mentioned it yesterday. Glenn Beck even mentioned it. I mean, it is all over the place that they're basically crushing our sovereignty.
Well, they are. I wonder if you'll be allowed to protest by the White House the new free speech zone. You're not allowed to because we're so free.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I've come across some of those free speech zones. As you know, Dylan and I and Corey have been around the country, and, you know, they've tried to put us in some in New York, and it's just disgusting. And now down in New York, because of that subway tunnel plot and the train bombings that just happened, they're searching bags again randomly.
Yeah, they're now saying that's permanent, and it may expand out to the streets.
Oh, it should. Let's just search everybody. You know, no one needs a Fourth Amendment anymore, Alex.
But the border will stay wide open, and we'll just have cops in black uniforms that say, everybody line up, random search, it's freedom.
Oh, absolutely, and cameras everywhere with face scanning technology.
I want to get a little bit more into the final edition. Give us a kind of a bird's eye view into the layout of the film.
Well, all right. For instance, you know, me and Dylan have been going through the Able Danger hearings because we really want to lay on the factual evidence that they more than knew. And anybody who's watched these hearings, I mean, first of all, the five people that were going to come forward to say that they knew about Muhammad Atta and many of the terrorists and were ordered to destroy 2.4 terabytes of information on him for no good reason were all gagged. They only could speak through their lawyers. And, you know, I'm no huge fan of Kurt Weldon, but at least he brought the issue there. And it's very interesting to me that during the hearings, he actually admitted that James Woolsey, former head of the CIA, sat in on the meetings with Weldon and the officers. So, you know, he was being handled from the start. I mean, why would they destroy 2.4 terabytes of information on Muhammad Atta prior to 9/11, after 9/11? They had gathered that much prior to 9/11, I believe, 99 and before.
Well, they did it because he was their operative. We know he was trained at U.S. military bases. Embassy heads were ordered to let him back into the country. We know
Absolutely.
They were really decoys.
Absolutely, and you know, you're going to see that in the movie. And, you know, people need to understand that there are multifacets to this. And that's where we're really going to go. In the past, we have focused mainly on the video evidence and the science, but we're going to go even deeper with the science. I know Terrorstorm, which was absolutely amazing, by the way, Alex. The graphics in it look very good. The pace is tremendous. It's really going to grab a lot of attention for you. Congratulations on that work. But, you know, we're going to have Stephen Jones. You had him in Terrorstorm. We're going to go into the Thermite. We have a new clip of that we actually previewed at your L.A. conference. We have the clip of Robert Mueller actually admitting that they have really no evidence that these hijackers did it. You know, the FBI recently has come out and said that they don't want Osama bin Laden because they don't have any evidence that he is tied to the 9/11 attacks. I mean, this stuff just keeps pouring out.
And the CIA has closed their office that was supposedly hunting him.
Oh, yeah, the CIA, yeah, that was this week, wasn't it? The CIA closed their office?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, how couldn't we make a new movie? It's 5 years after the fact. These guys, I saw Tom Ridge on TV yesterday pumping up terror, and it's going to happen, and we have to be prepared. You know, when is it going to end? I mean, these guys are still in office, and we know it doesn't matter. I mean, Bush, again, vacations with Clinton and all these guys. They're all best buddies. You know, when are we going to change the system, bring it back to a restoration of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, you know, and throw these political monsters out?
Well, I agree with you, and they can't ignore us any longer. All of us working together, all of us focused. You know, the great thing about the way the world works is that in the truth movement, the people that really care and are in it for the right reasons garner the attention, have the success, and are able to change things and get things done. And people who are in it for the wrong reasons are so envious, so grasping, so hateful that they spend all their time attacking other truth tellers and tearing things down that no one ends up even paying attention to them. But you know, you and Dylan and Corey's passion came through here. Your research, the great job you did, has really come through here. And I just can't think of better people out there to have so much success in this. It's just Godspeed to everything you guys are doing.
And Godspeed to you, Alex. You know, without you, again, none of this stuff would be possible. Those of you who haven't had Alex Jones's videos, you need to check them out, especially the police state movies. Watch America Destroyed by Design. He basically predicts what has happened in the last 5 or 10 years, you know, 5 years before the fact. It's quite amazing.
Well, it's not that hard to do when you have the globalist plan. But, yeah, we talk about government-sponsored terror. We say more of it's coming for a total police state they're going to use, and we're going to have an American Union, and foreign countries are going to take over all our ports and our highways, and biometrics and face scanners are going to go in. All I did was read federal documents, so
yeah,
it wasn't that hard. I mean, yeah, I mean, that's why people who think it's, quote, just the neocons doing this, the neocons are the current group of managers of all of this.
Absolutely, and, you know, that's what's kind of sad about Paul Craig Roberts, that he can't get around that. But, you know, he worked for, you know, within that organization for so long, he, you know, probably had an up-close and personal view of, you know, what demons these neocons really are.
Oh, you were listening earlier then.
Oh, absolutely, Alex. I listen all the time.
Well, I tell you, frankly, I want to go to Ground Zero. I just don't want to be around the provocateur scum.
We all know the provocateur scum is going to be there, but I'm telling you, thousands of us are going to have cameras this year. We're going to be able to do something very positive, and I really feel like we're going to be a part of history this year and really blow this story wide open on the forefront.
Oh, yeah.
Tens of thousands of DVDs to give out to regular citizens, firemen, police officers, family members.
It's going to be dynamic. You know what? I think I'll be there with you.
I hope so, Alex. I really do.
Yeah, and I mean, maybe we'll try to get a big crowd down there to support you. I know there'll already be a lot of people there, and we can outnumber the provocateurs 1,000 to 1.
That's right, and we already are.
Now, how is Dylan dealing with all of this attention and the firestorm?
You know, Dylan is keeping busy. You know, obviously this is very, very tough for him. Dylan's, you know, the super genius behind his computer. I mean, Dylan does so much work, and, you know, being attacked like this and, you know, being praised like this, you know, we're all just trying to keep our heads on. He's a very level-headed guy, as you know, you met him, and we're trying to do what's right for the movement, Alex. You know, tons of people have tried to throw all sorts of money at us, but, you know, we don't necessarily know whether they're in it for the right reasons, and we want this movie to be seen by as many people as possible.
Well, it's exciting. Now, when we get back, let's talk about theatrical release. Is that going to happen? How is that going to happen? When will we see that? And a final segment with Jason Burmes, who, again, getting to know this guy personally, he's such an expert on 9/11, and we're just so blessed to have people like him. And, yes, I'm fawning all over him because I love winners, people that are defending this country. We'll be right back.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events, and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies, because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell.
Loose Change Second Edition is an excellent film. We carry it, the high-quality DVD, much better than watching it online. You'll get a copy from the secure online video and bookstore at InfoWars.com. We have it bundled in different package deals where you get big discounts when you get it with my videos, like Martial Law, Road to Tyranny. And, of course, my new film, Terror Storm, is out. Without the extras, we're putting out an emergency edition for the next month or so until the official one is out. Don't wait. We need to get this out to people now. Get the collector's item that just has the film on it, almost 2 hours long. It's my best film yet. And it's hardcore, folks. It goes through all the declassified admissions of our government carrying out terror, from the USS Liberty to the Gulf of Tonkin, right through to 9/11. British SAS caught carrying out terror in Iraq. It gets into the latest 9/11 information. Terror Storm really is my best work. I hope you'll get a copy of it from InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139. We'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv and see all 15 of my films, a bunch of other great films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, everything up there. We've got about, well, now over half the conference has been posted for PrisonPlanet.tv members to watch it online. So become a PrisonPlanet.tv member today. Jason, in closing here in the few minutes we've got left, loosechange911.com is the website. Theatrical release. Are we going to see it? How's
absolutely,
it?
Alex. It's going to happen. Basically, we've had several offers while we were out in L.A. We met with several people. We're still in contact with them. And we're just worried about the content being changed. We're going to make the movie because, you know, we've been told a million times, you can't do this, you can't do this. If we listened to that, we wouldn't be where we are today. And these people are really behind us. We have to get the right print and advertising. It may be a little later than September 11th release date. In fact, you might see a press release within the week. Of course, we'll let you know what's going on. But you're going to see this movie in theaters. And, you know, with God's help, this is going to be the biggest documentary of all time.
Well, I can't wait. And when you premiere it in a theater, I want to fly out there and be with you, my friend.
Oh, of course, Alex.
Well, this is just exciting, and again, it's a testament to what we can do. I mean, I don't imagine that when you guys first got together and decided to do this, that you could have even begun to imagine how successful it would be. And so many people just don't take those first steps because they don't have confidence. But you guys did it for the right reason, and it's a big part of saving this country.
Well, thank you, Alex. You're really flattering me right there. You know, everybody just needs to do their part. I mean, you know, look at Corey, literally invaded Afghanistan and Iraq and, you know, began to come to terms with this while he was overseas. You know, Dylan made this movie, you know, at times sleeping on a couch, you know, working at a Red Lobster. I used to be the guy, you know, on his way to work on the bus, his two jobs, handing out DVDs of your stuff to, you know, just random people. So, you know, you can do a lot.
Oh, I know you can. Again, you guys are a prototype, a testament to what all these other young people, old people, black people, white people, I don't care, all over the world listening right now, quit talking about it and take action.
Absolutely. And that's why we are where we are today. You know, educate yourself. Get out there. Be vocal. You know, don't go to the mall this weekend. Stand outside the mall and hand out flyers.
Well, you guys have all done that, and that's what you did to help get your film off the ground to begin with. Just, it's so wonderful. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Jason, and Godspeed with your work. I hope people visit loosechange911.com. And we're about to end the show. I'd like to talk to you about 1 minute off air.
Sure.
We're going to put you on hold. Stay right there, my friend.
You got it.
All right. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Again, I gave that speech in L.A., and I described how wonderful it was to be around all those heroes, all those people that stood up in the face of adversity, that took it on the chin, that got in the arena. And none of you that stand up and fight the globalists are going to be perfect. We're all going to make mistakes. We're not going to do the best jobs that are, you know, that we could do. That's how we learn. The key is we're in the arena. With God's help, we're going to win. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.